L'ordre du jour, oui.
Okay, hello, my name is Susanne Diemer. I'm from the company Presse Diemer, the one partner of Change Habitat Projects. We stand in Berlin and we work on the range of nature protection, ecology and landscape planning, especially for the Natura 2000 management. And I will tell you about something about the assessment and mapping of habitat types in Germany, especially using the example from the Land Brandenburg in the north of Germany. First, some words about the Natura 2000 system. The Natura 2000 system included the two directives, fauna, flora, habitat directive and the bird directive. And the fauna, flora, habitat directive is the directive on the conservation of natural habitats and of wild fauna and flora. And the member state has reported site of community interest importance to the EU Commission. And the site-specific data are registered in the standard data forms. The specific data are the land use, the administrative district, and the coordinates, the place from the area, and also registered the list of habitat types, why this area are chosen for the, as a special area, and the list of the species of Annex 2 and other protected species. The Annex 1 for the habitat mapping is very important. This is the habitat type of community interest whose conservation requires to the destination of spatial area conservation. And the habitat types are defined by vegetation and plant societies. So this is the equal language all speak in the EU. And one habitat type can consist of more than one societies. And according to the FFH, the Fauna Flora Habitat Directive, the conservation status of habitat has to be estimated. And now I explain how the steps are in Germany. Before, according to the directive, there is an assessment scale given, A, B, C, A, very good, outstanding, B, good, C, medium or insufficient. And to the directive, the aim of the directive is to maintain a favorable conservation status of the habitat types. This means the status B. That is the aim in the directive. It's very important after for the management of Natura 2000 sites. Now to the mapping and assessment in Germany. For each habitat type exists an assessment form. And every state in Germany has its own assessment form, but the assessment forms in the different states in Germany are very similar, and there's actually very little difference. So if I explain the example from Brandenburg, it's equal in the other states of Germany. The first step is define the biotope area. So the first step is mapping biotope types and the species, mapping the species with percentage of coverage, dominant and grass species, and after that to classify which biotope type or which society exists. That gives a Brandenburg special key, biotope key, and in Saxonia it's its own biotope key. So after that, I have, before I say the types are characterized by biotope size and societies, so I have to identify if biotope type can be matched to a habitat type. And if this possible, I have to make this assessment, the habitat assessment. In Germany, we use to assess three criteria: the habitat type, structures, the species, and the disturbance and interferences. And the assessment of the three, the aggregation, gives a total assessment. The scale is the same given by directive ABC. And this is the first part of the assessment form, a sample. The other is the habitat, habitat-typical structures, the characteristic structures for C, B, or A. I give some example later, and the list of biotope type and vegetation societies. This is the first information of this form. And for the assessment of the habitat structures, an example of meadows, dry grass, and wetlands. The first is the stratification, the internal structures, how perhaps the example, the percentage of tall and shorter growing grasses, cover of small herbs, herbs with rosettes, it's important for meadows or cryptogams, especially for dry grassland or semi-dry grassland. The next structure, that's only some example for very different good status of structures, different herbs, different grass species, layer and grower for dryland and mesophyll grassland. And another subcriteria is the vegetation structures. Is there some changes in subtypes? Are fine scale, small scale, mosaic with other garden habitats? That has to be estimated too. So, example for dry grassland, the very small scale of mosaics, subtypes, and some. The next is to look for its the vegetation structure, mosaic or uniform. Some example. The left is a very uniform grassland on the dominant higher grasses, and the right picture shows the grassland mosaic. There are some areas with herbs, some wet areas with some kind species or something, a very mosaic, little mosaic areas. Sorry. And the wetland is some very uniform wetlands on the left, dominant of kalk species, and the right is a very mosaic, wool grass, sweet grass areas, and areas with herbs. And the same criteria, something for the forest. Important for the forest is the development stage in the spatial structure. Is it unilayered or multilayered? The growth categories of the trees. The deadwood, sliding and standing, how much deadwood exists per hectare. For example, one deadwood per hectare will be an assessment to be B, to be good. This is the aim to get. Or the habitat trees, trees with holes, nests, cinder fungus, bark fractures, upright root systems. This is all the typical subcriteria for the habitat structures in the forest. And some example is a group of standing water and running water to had to be estimated the underwater and floating leaf vegetation. The riparian vegetation or other silting vegetation. You see here this is a river in Brandenburg or in Tübingen too. with a very good reeds on the sides, bushes and trees, and silting vegetation in the front to see. And some examples for different standing water habitat type, autotrophic standing water, but very different vegetation and species. But two societies are a habitat type. And some examples for running water, a small stream as a habitat type, and a river with the same thing, is the Saxonia River, I think. This is very important in sand tanks for the fishing species, something else very important for faunistic habitats. So the next subcategory for the water is the shoreline or shore forms. Is it meander or strait? And the water future, water quality, depth of visibility, and water durability. And very important is the bordering biotope. Is that grass and forest or farmland? Because it's a different curve. It can be disturbance from this land use for the water. So this is a habitat structure too. And this is a very nice picture about a river with a very good floating wetland forming. This is great too in Brandenburg. And the next steps and next two criteria are the habitat typical species and the disturbance and interferences. This is the next. We have a list of common characteristic and rare species. And I have to look which species are I mapped, and then I count the species, and for example, 4 to 7 species are in the list, I give a C, 8 to 14 I give a B, or more than 15 and more I give an A. So I have only count the species. So I say number of species, list of species defined for each habitat type. In the forest I have dominant trees and co-dominant trees and atypical trees to look for. And very important is the ground vegetation. There is no list. I have to estimate this is a typical vegetation or not, the inventory typical for the forest society. The same for standing water, I check the list of the species. For running water is a very dynamic system and often changed. So there is around no list for species, but I have to prove is this is a typical inventory, floristic inventory, yes or not, and to decide if A, B, or C. But I have not a list of species. So the last criteria is the disturbance and interferences. The ABC scale is the same, but it's not, say, very good. And so A is no and minor, B is stronger disturbances, and C is significant disturbances. The disturbance can be soil, water balance, balance of matter, for example, nutrient contamination, pollens, garbage dumps, soil damage, soil compaction, dewatering and drainage, or the other subcriteria or disturbance can be non-typical habitat species, neophytes, indices of uncultivated land, indices of nutrient input, indices of acidification that I can have to check. And the other disturbance of the vegetation structures, insufficient management, hay left on the meadows, nutrient input, percentage of bushes, perhaps damage of machines, and something else can be a disturbance and on the vegetation structure. then the youth management has to prove, is this intensive or extensive? Is this grazing? Is something reforestation, sedimentation, or accumulation of mud? It's especially for standing water habitat. And the pictures, okay, the pictures show some of the mud and the accumulation of mud. And the output is I have the assessment of the three criteria, structure, species, and disturbance and interferences, and the aggregation of these three assessments gives the total assessment. A, B, C is a B. The normal rule is if two criteria get the same evaluation, the overall rating accordingly is the same. So A is plus B is A. Here is one exception, is some criteria C. The total assessment can be A. This is why the blue line A plus C is only B, not A. This is very important. And why we use the assessment, the Natura 2000 site management, from the directive, there is the obligation of the member states is to restoration and or maintenance of natural habitat of a favorable conservation status. This means if I hide my assessments from a habitat types, the maintenance of conservation status, if the total assessment of a habitat is good or very good, then I have the maintenance. But if I have C assessments, so I have the restoration or development for the habitat types, the obligation. And in Germany, we have some instrument. We have management plans for each site, and the habitat assessment is the base for this management. And in the management plan are defined measures for development and maintenance the habitat types. And a very important, thing is to involve the land user and the stakeholders for the planning of measures, because they are the land users and they had to measures. And another point is in the checking for possible grant and financial supports. So this is a problem for nature protection, that's how to get the money. And a report is compulsory for controlling the outcome of measures. This is according to the directive. Every 6 years there should be a monitoring. So I'm finished. So this is, I'm finished. So thank you very much for your attention.